You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Right.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Ball thrown in. The Wolves have won 117 to 110 here at Game 4. Will this be the last game at Chase Center? Well, the Warriors will have something to say about that on Wednesday night at the Target Center. But the Wolves shot 47% from three, but over 50% from three most of the night. Buoyed by their stars, 31 points from Randall, 30 from Anthony Edwards, and they now lead this Western Conference semifinal series 3-1.
I'm not optimistic.
Tim Roy on the call, Brian and Palo Alto on the drop, 95-7 The Game. Warriors down 3-1. All too familiar sight, unfortunately. Last time they were in the Western Conference semifinals a couple years ago, coming off a championship, they were also down 3-1. But this is only, I believe, let me see if I have this right, the third time ever in the Steve Kerr, Steph Curry era in the playoffs where they've lost three straight playoff games. They did that, I believe, back in 2015. Obviously, the 2015-16 run, and I think prior to that as well, was that the Spurs series maybe? And then now they've lost three straight. So a tough road to climb. A lot of emotions. All emotions are accepted here this morning. Joe Shasky, I say good morning to you. I say good morning to Sam Lubman, Carter, all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for the weekend. All calls accepted today. There are no guests. It's you, the people. We have full phone lines right now. Rodney, Cam, J-Dub, Trey, Francisco, Tony, I promise we will get to all of you today. And if we don't, you can also text us at the same number. The Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line is always open at 888-957-9570. We're halfway home here on a Tuesday, Joe. And has your mood changed? You went from sad yesterday to angry. And now how are you feeling? Have the emotions shifted back to another thing?
No, I mean, we're all over the place.
Okay. There's no right way to feel.
Misery loves company. So, of course, me and a bunch of Warrior fans are either embracing in unison of our anger, or we're yelling at each other over what the exact thing is. There's always a pie chart of culpability, right?
You love the pie chart.
Some sort of slice. It's the Steph Curry injury. I don't know how much, but whatever, right? It's not the end-all, be-all. They've had opportunities to make things closer in this series. And every single time you look up, they're getting outshot from three. This team doesn't have any shooters. And I'm going to continue to harp on this threat. Like, there's a defensive conversation where they have not stopped Minnesota's offense. Their zone has been getting diced up. They haven't stopped Julius Randle at all. He's been amazing. Anthony Edwards is almost impossible to guard. So I give you somewhat of, not a pass, but some leeway there. They've been doing a decent job on the rebounding. It's shooting from three. They're getting absolutely eviscerated when you compare them to Minnesota. Minnesota's getting great looks. Warriors are getting good looks. Right now, Pajemski and Draymond Green, just in the playoffs as a whole, shooting 29 and 28% from three. They hit eight threes yesterday. They were 8 of 27. This team has no firepower. And they're going to, you know, obviously take threes because that's what every team in the league does right now. And they don't have any three-point shooters. Jimmy's clearly not one. Kuminga, though everyone wants to crush him, he is shooting 44% from three in the playoffs. Guys, 21 of 28 from the free throw line on a team that doesn't draw a lot of fouls. So they're searching for offense and for somebody to help them offensively. Simultaneously, they couldn't get enough stops. To me, the key point in the game was the third quarter. And I go to the end of the second quarter where they went on a 10-0 run, and Jonathan Kuminga looked outstanding, and the team looked outstanding. Looney actually looked really good in that moment right there. Edwards hit two threes at the end of that second quarter and one right before halftime.
That was
huge momentum threes.
Yeah.
That they carried over into the third quarter. And when I saw that JK wasn't starting in the third quarter, I was like, what are we doing? Mm. I'm not here to say JK's the end-all, be-all. There's not that. But, like, you were searching for offense. He led you at halftime in scoring. Ride the hot hand. And they don't. They wait 4 or 5 minutes for him to come in. He comes in. Then it's a combination of three non-shooting players out there at any given time. Clunky offense, can't get stops. Three consecutive turnovers, followed by a GP2 offensive foul. And it's a 12-0 run, and they never looked back. 12-0 run for Minnesota. And their defense was terrible at the point of attack. The zone defense was getting destroyed. And Anthony Edwards proved why he's a superstar. Game over. Feels like the series over. Feels like the season's over.
And shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. We would love your participation there as well. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. Anthony Edwards was incredible. Corbin Carroll down the street was incredible for the Arizona Diamondbacks as they take care of the Giants 2-1 to start that series. So Giants are reeling. Warriors are reeling. What's going well? Well, the Golden State Valkyries, their home opener, is going to be this Friday. And we're going to be giving tickets, not that one, but next Wednesday when they're playing at Chase Center. In this hour, be listening. You don't have to play the sounder because, you know what, we've been playing it all morning. You're going to hear a sounder at some time in this 8 a.m. hour. And if you're the fifth caller to the contest line, you will win some tickets to next Wednesday's game at Chase Center. For more tickets, though, they are available at Valkyries.com. In the meantime, let's go to the phones. Rodney in Oakland, he's been hanging on tight, 888-957-9570. Rodney, good morning. How are we feeling about yesterday's loss, man?
Good morning, man. Love the show. Appreciate you guys, man. All the takes. But listen, I said this to my wife. I said, look, this team needs to be blown up. If you can't win, if you're one of your best players is on the bench, and Draymond is obvious. A lot of times when Curry's not playing, he gets technicals. He wants to get kicked out of the game. It's no sense in having. If you want to win a championship, there's no way Curry should be on the bench, and we still look like this. Like, we don't have a bench. We don't have nobody that wants to score. We look like we're playing at the Y or at the 24 Fitness. Like, it's just not good basketball. And the GM, future GMs, don't build your player or your team around one player. Otherwise, this is exactly what's going to happen. And last but not least, they are not in playoff shape. None of those guys are in playoff shape. Curry is not coming back. We're down 3-1. He's not going to risk an injury. Maybe if we were 3-3, but it's 3-1. He's not coming back, and it's just going to get worse. Mm.
But other than that, everything's okay. Thanks, Ryan.
I mean, his point about playoff shape, this is what I would say. Since Jimmy became a Warrior, they have had 43 games over 90 days.
It's been a lot.
Probably less than 90 days. That's not a lot of rest.
No.
A lot of games. But it's half a season in, you know, a very short impacted amount of time.
Didn't mean to cut you off there. And they dug themselves an early hole.
Yeah.
They were clinging to like a 10 seed when they traded for Jimmy Butler. They had to dig out of that. And that takes a lot of effort.
And I would say the last you know, obviously the 11 playoff games, including the one play-in, plus the last, what, 15 games?
Yeah.
All felt like playoff-style games.
Right.
So, yeah, they're exhausted right now. I mean, is that an excuse?
No.
No.
This just is what it is. It's just the reality.
Because the Timberwolves have the same exact wear and tear on them. But they
have younger legs. So that's baked into the equation. They have their best players are either 30 or 23. Juxtapose that with a 35-year-old, another 35-year-old, and an injured 37-year-old.
But if we've been watching this team all year, like the number one problem is shooting.
Yeah.
They don't have enough shooting. Right? And so his point about you building around one player and da-da-da. Well, the problem is they have just redundant parts. Kevon Looney, not going to shoot at all.
No.
Trayce Jackson-Davis, not going to shoot at all. GP2 is, I mean, you actually have gotten a decent shooting season, but statistically.
But he's not a shooter. Yeah.
Statistically.
Yeah.
But when you watch the games, he passes up a lot of shots. JK's not a shooter.
No.
Moses Moody hasn't shot well for weeks.
No.
Maybe months.
Months at this point.
Pajemski
yes.
hasn't shot well for weeks.
Weeks, yeah. There was a stretch where he was the best three-point shooter in the NBA.
But weeks. Draymond Green hasn't shot well for weeks. So, again, Steph's a shooter. Buddy is streaky. We know that. Quentin Post hasn't shot well for weeks.
Yeah.
Who else is shooting well?
I mean, no one.
Okay, so that's a problem. Defensively, you don't have a lot of point of attack defenders. GP2, we love him. He brings a lot to the table in terms of energy. He is not the on-ball lockdown defender he was just a couple years ago. Guys are bigger and stronger than him. It's not an indictment on him as a player. It's just a mismatch, right? And they really miss that athletic big who can dunk above the rim.
I do want to get to what Rodney said in that call, because I've heard that sentiment a couple times today. It's like, Steve Kerr, he can't adjust, and this is what happens when you predicate an entire offense around one player. I was like, well, let's take a step back. They won four titles with this offense, with that player. Now,
they've been built very different.
Sure, but he's been the main center point in all of it. That style is around Stephen Curry. He is at the center of it all. So, yeah. When you lose a top 10 player in the history of the sport, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough if the Lakers lost LeBron. If it's going to be tough now for the Celtics, who lost Jason Tatum.
It's not like, just that. They lost one of the best two-way two guards of all time.
Yes.
Or at least the last 40 years. All time's a stretch, but of the last 40 years in Klay Thompson.
Yes, that was huge, and it was a diminished Klay Thompson, but the fact you lost him nonetheless, it's going to be difficult.
They've been searching for that two guard who can defend and shoot alongside Curry for how long?
And another guy, forever. And that's what everyone wants. That's what today's NBA is predicated on. Why do you think the Celtics won the title last year? Because Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are those players.
It's
that's
why I'm going to talk myself into Drew Holiday in the offseason.
Another old man. That's going to be great.
But he can defend
sure.
opposite Steph, and he has a little more size, and he can knock down a shot.
Till he gets hurt, and then he has to get his life alert. I know, I get you.
Joe, I know. This is what I do. I talk myself into things that
I know
you're irrational.
Thank you, Priest. Where's Priest at Palo Alto today? I'm sure he's flexing on
everyone.
Like, but can you like take a step back with me? Like, let's relax on, you know, this team is too Steph-centric. Yeah, maybe now it's a conversation. We weren't talking about that a couple weeks ago. We weren't. We're saying, wow, this team could go on a deep run. Maybe, just maybe, we can win it all. Wow, Steph's playing incredible basketball. Jimmy Butler is playing incredible.
I think getting to the playoffs, this for next year, at least, whatever variation of the team, there is a real conversation in that you need to find more variety in your offense to take the load off of Steph so that he's not worn down to a nub come the most important time of the year.
Yes.
There isn't. And multiplicity in a half court is a deadly thing in the playoffs. Like, for example, I look at Denver. They could throw it to Jokic. They could throw it to Gordon. They could have Jamal Murray out on the perimeter. And look, they might get extinguished. They might end up losing because they're not deep enough.
No.
And their guys are worn down. But they can kind of attack you in a variety of ways in the half court. That's why I like the Jimmy Butler acquisition, because he can attack you in a variety of ways. They just don't have the supplementary shooters opposite those guys to really give them that variety in the half court.
Listen, we'll get to if the series ends tomorrow, if it ends another time. Like, it's not over yet, but this does feel like a changing of the guard postseason. At this point, it does. With the likes of LeBron getting bounced early, we're probably going to see the Celtics get bounced now. Now, they're going to have some question marks in the offseason. Giannis is on the move. You know, Anthony Edwards is a game away from taking out LeBron, Luka, Steph, Jimmy. Now, Steph didn't play. It's tough to say that. It is what it is. It sucks. And yeah, you said it earlier. It's like, as a Warriors fan, I'm probably feeling like, hey, if we had a healthy Steph Curry, you know,
I know it sounds like a loser to say, but again,
but you don't have a healthy Steph Curry because, unfortunately, like we kind of said this was a possibility. He's 37 years old. Injuries happen. Sucks that it happened. I hope he can come back at some point. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't.
I mean, look at Boston this morning.
Right? Like, how they feel.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Their whole run is over.
Over. That's how they're feeling right now.
I remember
now.
That feeling.
It sucks.
As a Warrior fan, we went through that.
It sucks. J-Dub's in Union City. He wants to join the conversation. 888-957-9570. J-Dub, good morning.
Fellas, good morning. I'll try to be quick here. First point, because I know this is something that's gone on for a few years about this Warriors way of basketball. I remember a superstar, one of the best offensive players, best players in NBA history, got hurt, and Warriors fans said all of a sudden it looked better. Of course, talking about Kevin Durant, right? So this
laughable
seems like
then. It was laughable then, J-Dub. Continue. Yeah.
And, of course, I'm not trying to compare Kuminga to Kevin Durant. It's just, again, that thing coming up. But I think it kind of leads to my overarching point with, like, this narrative and the way that Kuminga and Pajemski are viewed. And, you know, I get it. You know, a lot of people want to ask Steve Kerr about, you know, minutes and who's playing what. But I still feel like, to an extent, a lot of that blame and responsibility goes even higher than him, right? Like, if I just look at Kuminga and Pajemski, and this is not to knock on Pajemski at all, but I'm looking at your God-given talent and ability, which player do you think you'd hear from an owner and, you know, the higher-ups that they'd be the future All-Star? Right? And Chaff, you hit on this a little earlier, right? So it just seems like there is this feel of, no, that's what he's going to be, which does that tie down to – you know, he's going to be playing more through his errors and issues. I don't know, but I can't help but ask that question. It seems like that's also where a lot of Warriors fans, to an extent, kind of get that feel from. There's this one that's just lauded and praised for how, you know, he's what he's going to be. And then you have Kuminga that's here that's still trying to figure it out, because I can't help but feel bad for him, too. When you're a young guy and you don't know where your minutes are going to come, Yes, you play sporadic. It's just natural.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like someone thing for him, that, where you know it's up.
You sound like someone. This is what I try to explain to you. There are certain people who can come off the bench and play right away and be good, like Lou Williams. Like they find their way. There are other guys like they kind of got to feel themselves out. And when you're worried about making a mistake, what do you end up doing?
You end up
making a ton of mistakes.
Yeah, it's the
worst feeling.
Me in golf all the time. I couldn't drive a ball to save my life a couple weeks ago, Joe.
And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, I couldn't do it the whole day. Thankfully, I made some putts to make up for it. But it's a great point. And that's this whole Kuminga thing's fascinating now. I didn't expect this these last few games. I expected, maybe he had a game here or two. He's just really good these last three games.
I don't think he's a star. I don't even know if he's a starter. Like,
I don't know what he is yet. I don't know what he is.
Joe, I don't know. But I do know this. However they've handled it has been the wrong way. Either trading him prior because the coach isn't going to use him, or he doesn't fit, or the players don't like him, or whatever. I don't know what it is. Or using him. There's been a disconnect.
Yes.
However they've utilized the Kuminga asset, the contract, the money, the player, whatever, they've mismanaged it.
Speaking of Jonathan Kuminga, Tony in San Diego wants people to stop blaming Jonathan Kuminga. Tony, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, so I think it's pretty crazy that the one guy that's, athletic enough and just talented enough on the team playing right now, because Steph is not there, the one guy that can do that is getting all the blame because he's not a winner. We don't have him because he's supposed to be the winner. The winners are supposed to be Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, those types of guys. They're the ones that are supposed to make the Warriors a winning team. My other point is that this Warriors basketball idea, I love it. I love the ball movement. I love all those things. But I think we do have to get away at some point from feeling like the only person that should be, taking important shots or this and that is 38-year-old Steph. Eventually, we have to find a way to make some of these young, talented players work. And if it's a compromise between old-school Warriors basketball with Steph and Clay and some of the new-school stuff and kind of find a way to meet in the middle, you got to do it, okay? Because Warriors basketball, the guys that play Warriors basketball are, Pods, Moody, Looney, GP2. Well, good luck with that. If that's the type of player you want to have, up and down the roster, and then Steph, good luck. Who's going to score? Who's going to do anything that puts any fear into anybody? Okay, so you need players that are willing to, attack and play to their strengths and go get a bucket. Okay, one quick other thing. Every good team has at least one or two guys that are beefy enough to bang inside, okay, but good enough to stretch the floor and shoot outside and shoot threes and shoot jumpers, right? We don't have that. We just don't have enough scoring, and it's like frustrating. The Randles, the Aaron Gordons, the Anthony Davises, you don't even need a star at that position, but you just need someone that can actually, do more than one thing good. We have a bunch of guys who are nice to have guys who would be a great sixth, seventh, eighth man, but these guys are playing and starting sometimes. Okay. The Celtics they don't have, GP2, Looney, Moody, Pods. There's no room for four or five of those types of guys on, a really good team.
Well, are all hit threes, too. Like, Hauser will hit a three.
Correct.
He's an occasional player. Pritchard will hit threes. He's an off-the-bench player. The other point that he made, which I think is the best one, we're talking about Pods. We're talking about JK. Draymond hasn't been good enough.
No.
Like, he's just skating. I mean, he's just skating through this whole thing. If I would have told Warrior fans, Gobert would be better than him, Randall would be better than him. We know Anthony Edwards was going to have more impact than him. Jaden McDaniels has been on par, if not better than him. You would all say, there's not a chance in hell the Warriors are winning that series.
The guy that's been the Warriors' killer in the past hasn't really done that well against them.
He can't defend.
Can't defend.
Yeah,
he's hacking. They're exposing him.
So like,
Kuminga's exposing him.
You guys all want to argue in the comment section, on the text line, on Twitter and Instagram comment sections about JK and Pods. And look, the JK's playing well, not well enough. Pods isn't playing well right now. All right, I hear that argument, and trust me, I'm as frustrated as anyone. JK, Draymond Green though is just skating. He's just skating the criticism, not getting criticized at all. And I think Draymond Green has been terrible for what they've needed for them to advance without Steph Curry.
I wonder who Dub Nation feels like is getting most of a pass today. Who's getting the pass today from criticism? 888-957-9570 is the number.
But here's the other thing about Draymond, and I want to make this very clear.
Please.
People get mad when I say this. He cannot, whether it's this year, next year, like moving forward, he cannot be a 30-minute a night guy. He's a situational, defensive, rotational guy, and he's too old, and his offense is not there. As this league gets more and more athletic and more sophisticated, the book is out on him. The book is, we dare you to shoot from the outside. And he compromises so many lineups offensively that it has made it very challenging. And it's the untalked about thing when you're putting this roster together and this team together. He wants to play the four. So it's really hard to find a five that can fit alongside of him. He wants to play the four, but also be your de facto point guard on offense. Well, you also need another ball handler alongside of him because he really can't beat anyone off the dribble, right? He wants to play point guard. Both teams are going to sag off him, and they're going to jump the passing lanes, all right? So all of the lineup combinations offensively that you play alongside Draymond Green have to be very specific. And he is a big reason why they have a good defensive rating, and he is a big reason why it is almost impossible with the current roster they have, sans Steph Curry, for them to put anything out there explosive offensively.
I think it's well said, and here's Draymond Green after the game talking about how the Wolves got going.
They shot the ball extremely well. I thought we defended good in spurts, but you know they got going, and we never was able to put out the fire, so got to give them a lot of credit. Kind of felt like they were due for a great shoot tonight. Sucks that it had to be tonight, but it was, and we just got to figure it out coming back in game five.
Now, Draymond has had a couple of great games. Game seven against the Rockets, amazing. Game one of this series, I thought he was amazing. It's not enough, and I think we talk about age and the wear and tear of Steph Curry. Like, it's not enough for Draymond. Like he doesn't have it in him to be that player every single night. And so you look at it, the overall series, Şengün had his way. The overall series, Julius Randle has had his way.
Yeah.
And then you're also forced to play because of other guys on the perimeter more zone, which takes away from what Draymond does really, really well. Which is man-to-man defense.
It's all about consistency in the playoffs, as you're just saying right there.
I don't think he has it in him anymore. And I love Dre. He's had a great year. He's gassed, Joe.
He is. He's tired. And you know what? He's 35 years old. So, shame on us if we all thought there was going to be just this perfect version of this team and that trio. But we thought on a given night, right? It's like, okay, if Dre doesn't have it, well, Jimmy and Steph might have it. The problem is you lost Steph Curry. Like, that's baked into the equation through all this. So, yeah, you're down 3-1. I don't think it, makes you feel any better if you're a Warriors fan. Like, you don't have Steph. Like, it's just the reality. When you lose your best player and you're going up against the likes of an Anthony Edwards and the best version we've seen of a Julius Randle, and you got Gobert there, you got Jaden McDaniels, you're probably going to lose the series. You're down 3-1 right now. History is not on your side. Only 13 teams in the history of the NBA have come back from a 3-1 deficit in the playoffs. The Warriors have done it once, but this time it feels like an extra stretch, especially without Stephen Curry. We'll discuss that on the other side. Burns, Cam, Omar, Trey, Janet, Terrell, we'll get to all of you, and it's going to be brought to you by Chilton Autobody.
You won't let me out.
Nobody wanna see us together, but it don't matter, no, cause I've got JK. Burns, Cam, Omar, Trey,
oh
Janet. We'll get to you in a second.
The music is the therapy this morning.
Absolutely. Hey, it's okay. Hey, the series isn't over yet. Hey, I believe in miracles, don't you, Joe?
Just stop.
No?
Stop.
You don't. No, you're not buying that today. Maybe
there's any fan base you can't talk about a 3-1 lead with. It's Warrior fans.
Well, they came back from a 3-1 deficit before.
So what?
Game 6, Clay Fitz. Don't we all remember?
House, you get Game 6, buddy?
House Fitz.
Yeah, get the Game 6 first.
Bro. How is he feeling?
Is that the first person you were thinking about in all this?
No.
No, it wasn't Bob. Maybe it was Jonathan Kuminga, who said they may have panicked a bit in that third quarter when they were getting blown out.
I think we just panicked. Because it was making everything, and you know, and I think that was the only time we should have just, you know, settled down, and we let our guards down. I think that's pretty much it. We just panicked a little bit.
They panicked, 117-110 the final, and that final score really didn't do it justice. It was a blowout win for Minnesota as they are up 3-1 now, heading back to Minnie.
First possession of the second half after the Anthony Edwards three to end the second quarter. First possession, it's Buddy Hield, Draymond, Jimmy, TJD, and Potts. And there's a 24-second violation with Draymond and Podziemski.
Yeah.
First possession.
Signified things to come right there.
The two of them on offense are so redundant.
Yeah.
It's maddening.
Steve Kerr, what went wrong last night?
Well, Ant got going, and, you know, we decided to go to a bigger lineup with JK and Trace, Draymond, Jimmy, just to try to slow them down and slow Ant down. Obviously, it didn't work. They kept scoring, and we couldn't score. So we just lost our ability to connect the game there in that third quarter, and they got loose, and that was the difference in the game.
Sometimes the game is just really simple when you talk about it. The other team could score and you couldn't. It's as simple as that. 16-34, 16-34 from beyond the arc, real quick, Joe. 8-27 from beyond the arc for the Warriors. Like that tells you the story right there.
They were late on rotations. They didn't stop ball at the top of the key in the zone. They allowed them to get inside the paint.
Yep.
They were jumping all over the place and over contesting left and right. GP2, Pods, Buddy, just terrible. And then, like, situationally, they have an opportunity where Anthony Edwards is going through the lane early in the quarter, and they have him bottled up, and Draymond fouls him and leaves his feet unnecessarily.
He had one earlier, too, on Jaden McDaniels, just pulling up for just a baseline jumper.
It's horrible.
Just no need to foul him there.
With the shot clock coming down.
And Tim Legler was saying it on the broadcast, like, I don't know what Draymond's doing there. Like, there was no point.
You could say Draymond's playing hard or whatever. Like, that's the baseline. I expect you to play. It's the playoffs, dog.
Yeah.
You only have a couple more of these. Maybe
I will never question the effort level of him.
No, but he's played poorly.
Yeah. That happens. He's 35. He's not going to be able to play great every game.
I underrated how good Julius Randle was. I mean, he's had his way in this series.
He's shut a lot of people up. I have my question marks, absolutely. I think that Lakers series opened my eyes to him. Now, a lot of people might have thought, hey, the Lakers might have just stunk and we overrated them. Okay, that's fine, but I think he's doing it back-to-back. No, he's doing back-to-back series. This is who he is now. He's really good. And it's one of the rare trades, honestly. The Karl Anthony Towns, Julius Randle trade, it's worked out for both teams. Both of these teams up 3-1.
No doubt. Yeah. Well, and I think the big thing today for me is like, God, it's like the whole woulda, coulda, shoulda, which I hate bringing up because you sound like a loser. Like,
no, I don't think it's a
loser. No.
I don't think
that's
how
you sound. Like, I know how it sounds. But you look up the landscape, you're like, the Knicks might be able to extinguish the Celtics.
I know.
And then they get the Pacers.
I know.
And then you're like, you're looking over, you're like, OKC and Denver looks like a bloodbath.
The West is licking their chops right now. Whoever's coming out of the West are licking their chops. That's a fact.
Right?
Yes, because that Celtics series, I know they're down 3-1. And we'll get back. It was actually a crazy day in basketball yesterday. The lottery that was might have the most rigged thing I've ever seen in my entire life. The Dallas Mavericks of all teams get the rights to Cooper Flagg with the number one overall pick.
We better win the lottery that way.
I mean,
no, I'm dead serious.
It's insane.
The minute Steph retires, we better win the lottery.
Adam, do us a solid.
Yeah, exactly. And then Adam Silver, like, talking about expansion and everything. Like, Adam, give me a break. The best they go, it was behind the scenes, and this other company audited. Why is the lottery not broadcast live? The actual lottery process itself. Why?
Because then we'll see how rigged it is.
Exactly.
Thank you. Exactly.
Honestly, what I love about this and we'll get back to Real Warriors talk in a minute, I just love how brazen the NBA is with this one. Not just putting Dallas number one, but then putting the Spurs two and the Sixers three to try to give them a little trade asset to work
with. I'm tired
with.
Of the Spurs.
The players are laughing. The amount of players that just did crying laughing emojis. They all know it's just a scam.
Kevin Love was like, no way.
Kyrie is on the team and laughed. He said 1.8%. And then a laughing emoji.
Joe.
Poor Utah just getting shoved right out. No one cares about Utah.
You know what? They tanked for 20 years. Screw them.
You have a better chance of standing in the corner and knocking a three in an NBA game than they did of winning the lottery. It's just insane.
Insane. And then I mentioned the Celtics have actually, like, low-key dominated most parts of that series, and they're down 3-1. And now they just lost Jason Tatum, and it's probably over. It's like, when's the last time you could say that? Like, the Celtics have dominated most portions of those games. Just those fourth quarters, they just collapse. Money time, though. It's money time. Shout out Jordan Poole.
If they end up blowing it up in Boston, I'm calling them for Jaylen Brown. Oh, I'm calling them for Drew Holiday.
Everyone? Kristaps?
I'm jumping to the front of the line on
Tingus
Giannis.
Pingus?
Like, no. Giannis, make it ugly, just like Jimmy Butler. Come to us.
Let's go to Trey in Oakland. He wants to come down on the coaching. Trey, good morning. You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, let me say you guys have a fabulous show. You guys are like my favorite sports show on the radio.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I want to come down. Yeah, no problem. I want to say Steve Kerr, man, this guy is a very intelligent, very smart guy, and he just made, like, Minnesota made him look like a fool yesterday. His coaching, like, he has five other guys that he could be utilizing throughout the rotation, and he just decided not to put anybody in. I mean, even if it's for 2 minutes, put Gee in for a minute, see what he does, get a spark on the team. He's a spark guy. Bring Spencer in, bring Moody in, you know, see if anybody can hit a shot besides the guys that were on the court. And I agree with everybody on this call, too. He should have started Kuminga in the third quarter. He balled out in the second quarter. He had a lot of momentum going for him. He did have a couple of turnovers that were unforced. But all he should have been in the game at the start of the third quarter. I don't understand. He could play with Jimmy Buckets, and I don't understand why Steve is not refusing to play him with that. But, that's all I got to say, man.
Thanks. Good call, Trey. Jets Trey in Oakland, 888-957-9570. That's the same number to call or text, by the way, folks. So if you're driving around, you know, don't do that. Hands free. That's what we want first and foremost. But if you're at home and you can't, you know, call, give us a text on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. There it is. That's the sounder. The Golden State Valkyries inaugural season is here. And fans, you do not want to miss the first ever WNBA season in the Bay Area. Catch Tiffany Hayes, Kate Martin, Kayla Thornton, and the Valkyries all summer long at Chase Center. Tickets are available at Valkyries.com. But for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the game on May 21st, be caller number 5 to the contest line right now at 415-523-4652. That's caller number 5 to 415-523-4652. Good luck. All right. Jay Williams. You know Jay Williams, right? The commentator, college sports, former player.
Speaking of lottery, the guy who we should have had when we didn't, like, win the lottery the year we had 17 wins and Yao Ming should have came to us. You know who went number 2? Jay Will. There we should have had him. Instead, we ended up with Dunleavy.
Pick.
It's don't even start me with the lottery and how the Warriors were getting screwed.
Obviously, Jay Williams has the motorcycle accident.
Yeah, but he was that dude.
He was that dude. Well, he's that dude on First Take and Get Up right now. And he said this morning, and producer Carter, getting in my ears, like, hey, just put some Jay Williams on your board. Pretty interesting. Well, let's react to it right now. Jay Williams this morning on Get Up talking about Jimmy Butler.
I don't even know what to say about this one. This is crazy. I mean, this is why Jimmy Butler was brought to Golden State.
Right.
For moments like this. And what did we see last game? We saw Jimmy Butler, the pace was incredible. Even though they gave it away, UD and Perk, my man took 23 shots. He was hunting his shots. There was nothing that was calculated about the way he was playing. He had to let loose. He had to be aggressive because that gave his team the best opportunity to win. 9 shots in 34 minutes to me feels like you aren't the aggressive Jimmy Butler. It feels like you are not even really on the court. Now, I know I've never been in playoff games to this magnitude. You guys have. But I can tell you from somebody who is competitively an ass, that's how I am. KP, ain't no way in hell I'm taking 9 shots. In a game where my team is without our star player, everybody is looking at me to be the guy. Kuminga is a good talent, but he is young. Everybody is looking at me to be the old veteran guy who has carried teams to further places in the Eastern Conference, like the Miami Heat. To me, this is a sign of somebody I get worried about. Where are you? What is happening in this game where I need you to be him?
9 shot attempts yesterday for Jimmy Butler, 5 of 9, 14 points in 34 minutes. Is he getting a pass today? 888-957-9570 with that performance. We talked about it earlier. There's a part of me that like kind of agrees with Jay Williams, but also saying he was their best player for the most part in this series. And the game you needed to win was the game in which the performance he had was incredible, which was on Saturday.
But he didn't score in the last 7 minutes.
He was exhausted, and someone else needed to score.
Look, people are going to box score hunt, and they're going to say, oh, Jimmy didn't shoot enough. How can this is a do-or-die game? I rewatched that third quarter. I'm telling you, There was no movement off ball. He had the ball in his hands. Not one guy cut to the hoop. No one back screened. No one, motioned. Nothing. Literally just standing there waiting for the ball to come to them.
Our guy, Evan Giddings, producer, host here at 95.7 The Game, he was at the game yesterday, and he was in a media scrum talking with Jaden McDaniels, obviously, of the Minnesota Timberwolves, who has the assignment on Jimmy Butler for most of this series. And they were asking about what they saw from Jimmy, and Jaden McDaniels, like, he just looked tired. He looked tired. He looked exhausted. Like, that tells you all you need to know right there. He's tired. He's exhausted. He's 35 years old. This is what happens to older players in the playoffs. Now, is that an excuse? No, it's just the reality. And you did need more from him yesterday. That all baked this. That you said all that. That could be true. You still needed more from him yesterday, and you didn't get it.
Well,
you didn't get it.
There is an element of him and Pods to take the freaking layup. My God. You get into the paint, just take the layup. Just take the layup.
Cam in Antioch says, Shasky is speaking truth.
I am.
So let's go to that. Thank I know you. Shasky wants to join in on this. Cam, good morning. What you got?
What's up? Hey, Shasky, man. I seen the clip earlier. I didn't get to all the way watch it, but from what you were saying, thank you, my brother. I've been waiting for this for so long. That's why y'all ain't heard me in so long. You finally criticized Kirk. Thank you for speaking the truth. This is crazy. Kuminga playing 36 minutes, and Podgers playing 39, 40 minutes. I think it was 39. GP2 had more minutes than Kuminga. And Kuminga was killing. So, of course, everybody thought Kuminga's going to start next game. No. Kuminga's like the fourth player coming off the bench. Insane. And one of the last callers. And then she asked you, you're right. Draymond is the main reason that JK and Jimmy supposedly can't play together, which was always a lie. Contract issues, curse sabotaging. But, you know, the real story here is Curry shouldn't be hurt. Jimmy should have never got hurt. If Kuminga was playing after the trade, we wouldn't have been in the play-in. What kind of coach says we have three chances to win? That's insane. Not playing against the Clippers, the Spurs, Kuminga would have helped us win those games, and we would have swept the Lakers, and we would have been nice and healthy right now on our way to a fifth. Now we got to hope Kerr doesn't do the same thing he did for the last three games, that we always get cooked in the first quarter, going down 10 points, and we got to fight our way back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If J.K. was in the game, I'm not saying he's infallible, but if J.K. is in the game, it's going to be much easier. We don't have to fight back the call from a lead. And then in the third quarter, again after game three, J.K. don't start. He's like the fourth player coming off the bench. We could have built leads. We could have been up so those Draymond turnovers in game three wouldn't have mattered. This is all on Kerr in his philosophy that he stuck to. He is so stubborn and arrogant. It's his way or he'd rather lose.
Hey, Cam, real quick. How did you feel about Steve Kerr after that first-round series against the Rockets?
Just say it one more time.
How did you feel about Steve Kerr heading into that Rockets series? Okay. It's okay. Thanks, Cam. Like, we were feeling great about it. Like, that's all I'm going to say. I'm not trying to, like, poo-poo on Cam's connection. I don't know what it was. But, like, we were feeling pretty damn good about our coach. I get it. You lose Steph Curry, things are going to be under a microscope for everyone. Everyone has got to be better, coach included. And do I think Steve Kerr's been amazing these last couple games? No, but they've been in most of these games. I think yesterday was really the one, and outside of, you know, game two where they just got obliterated from the start of the game, but they did their job in game one. They stole that. I think that was all baked into the scenario. But leading up to yesterday, I thought that was their best half that they'd play offensively without Steph, and they had a two-point lead. And you know what? Their defense that they've been hanging their hat on for the most part, it finally got exposed halfway through the third quarter. And is that on Steve Kerr and all of it? I don't know. Maybe they're just Timberwolves are just better. They're just better. You don't have your best player. Timberwolves do. And that's what happens. And they're up 3-1 right now. So we can get all mad at the coach. You can get mad at Pods. Oh, Kuminga, he's not a winning player. Jimmy Butler. Fact of the matter is, you're not as good as Minnesota Timberwolves, especially without Stephen Curry. And even with Steph Curry, he might not have been better than them. He may have been. We don't know. And we might not ever know. And I don't think he's going to come back this series, Steph. I don't. So there you go.
It is wild, though, that Gui Santos had way more minutes in one
series. But were we laughing at it at the point? Like, I don't think a lot of us were laughing at it.
He benched him for the final three games of the year.
Yep. We knew the writing was on the wall. Yeah, he did, and they were winning.
But again, during each of those Rocket games, I would text the group like, wow, we really, like, because they were searching
for... Yeah, but you also wanted Gui Santos. You wanted Gui Santos
a little bit, yeah. But I think the overarching theme is you're searching as a coach, you're searching for any combinations that work, and you're doing process of elimination. All right, this hasn't worked. Maybe you go to this. Maybe you go to that.
And he did go to J.K. at times in the Rocket series, and he wasn't very good. Now,
He played in three games. And basically, the one game was because Jimmy Butler went hurt, which was the game he had 20-plus minutes.
And then J.K. was sick in another one, correct? He didn't play in that blowout loss. Yes.
All right, so like, but he also, again, didn't play in the final three games of the regular season or the play-in game. So, like, it will be studied and it will be analyzed. Look, as much as it is on Steve Kerr, to me it's also on the front office where it's like you have to know if your coach is going to play someone. And if he's not going to play him, for whatever his reasons are, then you need to either force him to play him because you believe so strongly in said player, or you trade the player. They have mismanaged the Jonathan Kuminga money, the player, the salary, the asset, the value, et cetera.
Well,
that can't be argued.
I think the injury timing this year kind of threw all that out the window, right? If you were going to trade him and you were a 500 team and you're going to have him a part of trade talks. Obviously, last summer was a big one. The Lauri Markkanens of the world. How true was that? The Paul Georges of the world, right? But the fact that he got hurt when he did, just a month prior to the trade deadline, I think I threw another monkey wrench into the entire situation. I hear you, but I don't think Joe Lacob, Mike Dunleavy are going to force Steve Kerr's hand. I think Steve Kerr's built up enough equity with this team with four rings and the amount of finals he's been to have the final say on who plays and who doesn't.
But I think on the committed thing, this is where I'll continue to go. I think for me, it's very difficult to understand. All right, well, Kuminga was humming before the injury. He got hurt. He missed a big chunk of time. Oh, the team kind of changed a little. All right, I get it. He gets iced out. That's one thing. Then I look at the Pajemski situation and I say to myself, he wasn't playing good. He got hurt. He came back. He looked a lot better. He got opportunities right away. He was allowed to play through some of the mistakes. Got hurt again. Okay. Came back. Wasn't as good. Still got to play. Right? I think the problem is people are like, why is one guy has such a short leash and why does the other guy get to just continue to play? I don't get what makes it different. Well, because one guy plays a different position. Well, I would argue to you that the position Pajemski plays stymies the offense more than Kuminga because Pajemski and Draymond are redundant. And when they're on the floor together, see, like, that's the thing I've come to this epiphany. Oh, JK and Kuminga, they can't play together. No, it's Pods and Draymond. If Steph Curry's not out there for Pods and Draymond, that's the unplayable combination offensively.
Remember the unplayable combination offensively a couple years ago in that Lakers series was what? Draymond and who? Kevon Looney.
Yes.
And that was the problem.
Because, again, going back to it, Draymond's in a lot of these combinations because he can't shoot anymore.
No, and you can have one of those players. Can't have two of them. Not in today's NBA, exactly. As you're alluding to.
So, we could argue about Kuminga. I don't even think he's a star. I think he's a solid player. He could have used him. But the Pajemski, Draymond clunkiness without Steph Curry is way worse than whatever you think the Jimmy JK combination is.
Let's go to Burnsy out in Fremont. Wants to join the conversation. 888-957-9570. Burns, how are you feeling about last night's loss, man?
Hey, man, it's a little gloomy in the Bay, you know, a little bummed out. But bottom line, Bay Area, nothing is over until we decide it is over. You know, was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? I don't think so, right? Okay. Is it over now? No way. Is there one more game, Chosky? Is there one more game? There is.
Yes.
And we are champions. We are champions. And we can show up like champions and go out like champions. I'm okay with that, man. And guess what, people? Basketball is a team sport. So if you want to come in here and, you know, snipe and you know, take out little players here and there and call them out for this and that, that's fine. But you know what? My sixth grade basketball, CYO basketball coach, Gary Veb, used to tell me, we win as a team, and what do? We lose as a team. And that's what we do. Bay. We're not going to lose. We're going to go in there like champions.
What school is it?
Just fight, man. Whatever happens, happens.
What CYO school?
Check this out. It's no longer. It was called Santa Paula. They're no. They turned into OLG champions. Santa Paula champions, boy.
Well,
that's for reals. Fremont.
There was a guy in my grade,
thanks,
Will
Burnsy.
Grove. Everybody had one of these guys who, you know, was more mature than everyone else, all right? We had a joke Will could drive himself to the game in seventh grade, okay? And that's all fine and dandy about winning and losing as a team. But when Will didn't play, we just weren't as good. We just weren't as good. And in this analogy, we don't have Steph Curry.
You just don't. He's the greatest player maybe in the history of the sport. He's in the conversation. You don't have him. This is what happens. Anthony Edwards is the top five player in the league.
Also,
they have him.
Also, Japan was the ones.
Yes, but that was an Animal House reference.
I get it.
All right, I'm just.
But if you're going to do it, you got to go all the way.
Yeah, sure.
Don't stop him. He was on a roll.
Yeah, he was kind of in and out on the Animal House.
Remember when the Giants did that commercial for NBC Sports? They did a spoof on the Animal House. I think it was Hunter Pence and Tim Lincecum. Remember that Once Upon a Time? You like that? It's a nice little.
I mean, Animal House was literally 60 years ago.
It was. It was a long time ago. God.
Based on Stanford.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, I did not.
Dorks.
The more you know.
Nerds.
That's Revenge of the Nerds. Speaking of
no,
Jonathan Kuminga.
Stanford calls themselves nerds.
They call
it Nerd Nation, correct?
Don't tell that to Dave Fleming. He's not going to appreciate that, all right? And Dave, I don't know how he felt about this series overall. He did go to that game in Minnesota where they got absolutely destroyed. We'll talk to Dave Fleming tomorrow, right? 9 o'clock hour, so. Giants, they're scuffling as well.
Here's one takeaway from these last couple of days. Is pretty straightforward to me.
What is it?
Steph Curry and everything else should be on the table. There's this thing like we have...
No, without Steph Curry. No, Steph Curry aside.
No, Steph Curry over here.
Okay.
Steph Curry over here.
Okay, I thought you said everything Steph else and is... everyone should be on the table.
No,
not Steph
Curry.
Okay.
... And everyone over there is available.
Okay.
And everyone over there includes Draymond. And I think for a lot of people, it was like, no. And now it feels like we've come to the Clay portion of his career where it was that Lakers series. And everyone's like, all right, all right, we've seen enough with Clay, and you know, like, we want him here, but it's got to be in a reduced role. That's the way I'm feeling about with Draymond. He can be your closer down the stretch defensively. You know, he could be your 18 to 25 minute a night guy. They cannot play 30, 35 minutes for long stretches of the season and expecting him to play 65 games and 35 minutes in every single playoff game. He needs to be treated like Iguodala moving forward.
We'll get to the offseason talk when the offseason begins, and it could begin
as soon as
Thursday.
That's my big takeaway from these series.
No, but I'm totally with you there. We'll get to the offseason when that time comes. They
he
do
needs
have,
to be the Iggy role.
They do have another game tomorrow in Minnesota for Game 5. We'll have all that coverage right here on 95.7 The Game. You mentioned Klay Thompson. Janet in Berkeley thinks this team is currently missing said player. Janet, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So I don't know. It's like I've been listening to you guys and then the afternoon guys and the early evening guys for years. And when when Clay's contract was coming up, the guy got trashed all the time, from fans included, saying, oh, he's not where he used to be. Well, Clay has his rhythm back. He's not where he used to be, but he's still a damn good player, and he can get 3 points on the board. This morning, you guys were talking about we need someone that can score when Steph's not out there. Well, we could have had that with Clay. Clay is doing much better now. People didn't want to give him a chance.
Can I stop you for a second? Can I stop you for a second? Just for a second. I've been studying this all year. Did you know that Buddy Hield and Clay have almost identical numbers this year? And Buddy has been a better defender by every defensive metric.
Has he scored? Did he score?
Joe, pull up the
Clay
numbers.
Thompson is averaging about 2 points more than Buddy Hield in the regular season.
One is averaging 14, the other one's averaging 12. I've been on it all year.
11.1, sorry, 3 points more. So
okay, two and a half.
One 3-point shot.
They're right near each other.
But when we were in the playoffs, Clay brought it. He brought it. He carried his own. So he's a champion.
Janet, I'll let you finish. He was atrocious in that Lakers series. He was atrocious in that Lakers series, and he didn't make a shot in that play. His last game in a Golden State Warriors uniform, he failed to make a shot against the Sacramento Kings. So I understand. No, I understand that the memories are great with Clay. He's not that same player that you think, though, anymore.
As an off-the-bench piece, I'd love to bring him back.
Who are we going to get that three-pointer? And who are we going to get that's not a seasoned player? Everybody thought that GP2 was going to be the next Steph Curry, and look where he is. I mean, he's with the Wizards, and that kid doesn't even score what?
Oh, Jordan Poole, yeah. I don't think anyone thought. No, it's okay. Janet in Berkeley, I appreciate it. She's passionate. She's upset. We did get a couple people talk about it. Carter mentioned this morning. He's like, man, I sure would love Jordan Poole than Brandon Pajemski right now. He said that. I was like, yeah, well, he's never coming back.
But you signed up for Draymond, so you couldn't have all of them.
No, you took your, yeah.
Yeah, so like everybody, like, I want Poole back. No. No, you all sided with Draymond.
No, we have the quote. You made a deal with the devil. Here we go. Nick in San Jose.
You made a deal with the devil. Just go with the devil.
That was the Draymond Green right there.
The Warriors also offered Klay Thompson $20 million, and he went to the Mavericks for $16.
$24 million a year.
Yep. So he clearly didn't want to be here.
He had to have the third year, Carter. The third year of guarantees. It's not like he hasn't made $255 million in his career. That third year, he had to have it.
Let's keep it a buck. Klay Thompson is going to stay with Dallas now that they're going to get Cooper Flagg. They got Anthony Davis. They'll get Kyrie back at some point. Hey, Dallas, they're on the up and up. Warriors might be behind them next year. He has to think I'm crazy. Like, I think Cooper Flagg's a generational talent. So there's that. Maybe they trade.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.